State and federal officials are launching new efforts to address the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women in Utah. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kay Kressinger reports this comes after a nationwide study called Attention to the Issue.
The Urban Indian Health Institute found Utah had the eighth highest number of MMIW cases in the country when the study was completed in 2018. Tamara Borchardt-Slayton is the chairperson of the Paiute Indian Tribe of Utah. She says that finding didn't come as a surprise.
Every single tribal member could tell you that they have a story of someone being murdered and no one caring enough to investigate.
Now, state and federal leaders are asking why. State Representative Angela Romero, a Democrat from Salt Lake City, has created a task force to gather data on the issue and suggest policy improvements. The task force was approved earlier this year by the Utah legislature, but has been delayed by COVID-19. Romero says she's committed to getting the effort underway soon.
It's not just about the legislative and the policy piece. I've committed to it, and I'll make sure that we complete it.
The U.S. District Attorney's Office in Salt Lake City has also created a new position to gather information about missing and murdered Indigenous persons cases. John Huber is the U.S. District Attorney here.
This position is designed to identify and fill gaps in the way things work. How is crime reported? How are missing person cases reported, and who responds to those?
Huber hired former FBI agent Brian Spielman to fill the position, which is part of a nationwide effort to better understand the MMIW issue. Spielman will report to both Huber and U.S. Attorney General William Barr. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.